Did I just start a YouTube channel? Hey guys, it's Elise here from houseofbrazen.com and I'm so super excited that you're here. Welcome to my YouTube channel. It is going to be flippin' awesome. So, today's topic is, I think, a very appropriate topic to have for a first video, and that is on why I decided to start a YouTube channel in the first place. So, I have three main reasons. The first one is basically I am just conquering my fear. I have been putting it off for like ever to do video on my blog. I have literally wanted to do video since I think like 2012. I mean, that's almost half a decade ago. That's insane. Why would I put off my dreams, my goals, and my ideas just because of my own fear? But that's the thing, like, we let our fears get to us. Like, you know this, I know this, everyone knows this. We let our fears get in the way, and we let our fears talk us out of doing things that are really good for us, like this. So my biggest fear was that I was just not good enough to do anything, so I just held myself back over the years and made up so many dumb excuses of why I couldn't do it, you know? Excuses were like, I'm not thin enough, pretty enough, smart enough, I don't have the right equipment, I don't know enough stuff, you know, like every excuse under the sun just to stop myself from being able to start. And I finally got to a point where I was like, you know, if you don't do it, you're not going to do it at all. Like, it's never going to happen. You're going to be one of those people who are looking back 20 years from now and saying, wow, I just really messed everything up. I should have done it, you know? And I really don't want to be that person. And I know you don't want to be that person either. So that's my challenge to you for this video, is to go after the stuff that scares the shit out of you, but you know you could do it right now. The other reason is that I really just kind of got over writing. You know, it sounds kind of bad, but I love blogging. I'll always love writing, but I just kind of really wanted a change after 5 years of blogging, you know, and I felt like over 2016, my blog was kind of getting a bit flat with the content. Like, I was happy to write it, but I found myself like procrastinating and trying to dodge it as much as I could because I just didn't want to sit down and write for ages. So that was another reason. And also, I wanted to be able to connect with you guys, my audience, as best as I could, you know? I feel like you can only get a certain way with the written word before you hit a barrier and you kind of can't go any further. So I kind of felt like I'd gotten there, like I had expressed myself through the written word as best as I could, but I really needed to get to know you guys a lot more in the visual sense. So that's why I'm here. I want to connect with you. So that was another reason, like, I just kind of got bored of writing. And then I also really wanted to try to get in front of new marketing avenues this year. So my usual suspects are Facebook, Pinterest, and kind of a little bit of Twitter, but it's mainly just Facebook and Pinterest because they're my highest performing platforms. So I wanted to sort of stretch out and see if there are other audiences out there that would be attracted to what I do. And so that is YouTube, obviously. And then I'm also going to be converting my videos into audio files and then uploading them to iTunes and SoundCloud so that I can get to the podcasting audiences as well and just see how it goes. Just why not? I mean, there's no extra work done except for converting the video to an audio file and then you just upload it to the platform. So why not, you know? And so that's basically why I decided to start doing video. You know, I was just so sick of my excuses, and I knew that because it scared me so much, I had to do it. You know, like, there's like rational fear, like you're standing at the top of a plane and you're about to jump off it with only a parachute on your back. That's a rational fear to have, you know, like not wanting to do it is rational. But not wanting to do something that you have wanted to do for years because you're so afraid of how you will come across is just stupid. You know, it's so stupid. So for me, the how I was able to get over it was that I made it bigger than myself. I made it about you. I made it about my audience and what they're losing out of from me not doing this for them. So that's a way that you could overcome your fear if you really are wanting to go after something, but you're letting your fear get in the way. But yeah, that's my challenge for you today, is that thing that you really want to do this year, 2017, you have to do it. I challenge you to do it. Do it with me. I'm still scared. I'm sitting here and I'm like shitting myself, like the sweat's pouring down my neck, but I'm still doing it because after a while, it's going to get easier. And eventually it will become like nothing. It will feel like, oh man, I've done this forever. It's so natural to me now. You know, we'll get there. That's my challenge for you. I will catch you in the next episode.